Hey, it's Jeffrey and Hillary, and welcome to the Bounce Back Better podcast, your weekly dose of inspiration and empowerment. So are you ready to step outside of your comfort zone to challenge the norms and achieve extraordinary things? If you are, you're in the right place. Each week, I'll either unpack stories of other incredible women just like you who dare to dream big and turn those dreams into reality, or I'll have a topic that will leave you wanting to take action. I'm here to fuel your ambition, ignite your passion, and push you to reach the heights you never thought possible. So whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, nurturing a family, or chasing a personal dream, this podcast is your guide to getting you to achieve what it is you want in life. So grab your headphones, take a deep breath, and let's go, because we don't just dream it, we have to do it. It's time, ladies, to embrace your power and bounce back better together. Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to another podcast. Okay, today we're talking personalities, and a big thanks to Leonie, who said to me yesterday, Hillary, when are you going to do the podcast on personality traits or personality profiling? And I thought, Hillary, you're overthinking it. I wanted to do four in a row, and I figured if I just do one, it'll happen. And full disclosure, this is take four. Internet dropped out. I've just had a nightmare. And so it's really hard to keep that voice upbeat, but on the inside, I am giggling. Well, gosh, and that is some insight even into my personality. So today, unpacking personalities. Now, this is based on the DISC profile system, and all I've done is simplified it so you understand that your personality is a driver, that everyone's different to you, and if you have a bit of an awareness of other people, you will have far better communications, interactions, relationships, because what if unintentionally you thought that the way you were talking to people was good and it doing more harm than good, and it was actually unintentionally weakening relationships, or you were irritating people? And this can happen. But when you understand you and when you understand others, you can improve the way you speak with your spouse, your children, your friends, your colleagues. All of your relationships will be better. Your connections with other people will be better, and you'll be more influential. How? Doesn't that sound good? So to improve the way you communicate, you just need to have that awareness of the personality styles, of your personality, and you are off, my friend. That's all you need to do. If you wanted to get into it more fully, reach out to me. I can talk to you about that. So I am a practitioner. I have done much work in this realm. I teach it a lot. I teach it within programs that I run. I do speaking events on it. The last one was 90 women I spoke to about 5 months ago, and they just reached out again for me to do the same speech this week. So how cool is that? So what I'm going to tell you is nothing new. It is instead being simplified by me so you can easily implement it and have a positive change in your life. It's been around in varying forms since 444 BC, which, my friend, I don't think there's anybody around right now who is that old, but it was Empedocles who theorized that there were four dominant personalities, and they were influenced by earth, water, fire, and air. So he thought that external influences were making people behave in different ways. So he was definitely onto something. And next was Hippocrates, who 6 years later theorized that personalities were influenced by things that were going on internally in people's body, their bodily fluid. I would hate to think how they tested about that. But anyway, they were definitely on for something. And both of these philosophers gave us a bit of insight into human behavior and how long there's been a recognition of people and how different we are. Now, there are many psychometric tools out there, but as I said, I've taken out the confusion and made it very easy to remember by identifying and assigning each of the DISC traits. So you don't have to remember what is a D or a letter. You can remember a person whose natural personality or demeanor is one that displays those traits. So it makes it very, very easy. Now, before we begin, I want you to know that you are perfect just the way you are. This means that you don't need to change you. You just need to understand you and understand others and sometimes tweak your communication, especially if you're under pressure. The negative you might come out and not be very nice and might irritate those around you. Okay, so you are a blend. You're not just one. Most people are two. I've got a classic example of somebody in my family who definitely shows both the two. And I definitely just display both my two as well. Now, you're going to have one that's more of a driver. So one takes over as the leading character and the other one will be there. The next thing you need to know that is that this is a preference. You can change things. And this is the value of understanding your personality, because when you learn how to change things and adapt for different situations, you will have way better interactions and have better relationships. And isn't that not what we all want? And a better relationship with yourself. And aren't you the number one person in your life? Well, I hope you are. So the way I'd love to teach people about preferences is I want you to fold your arms right now, not if you're driving, just at the next time you get the opportunity. But if you fold your arms, you naturally fold them in one particular way. That is your preference. Now, I want you to fold your arms the other way. How easy was that? No, it wasn't. It was a little bit difficult. Just try. Some of you are still struggling. Oh, you've got there. Well done. So when we fold our arms the other way, it's not something we can't do. It takes a little bit more thought because it's not our preference. But if you were to do that every day, 10 times, it would become a lot easier. That is exactly like understanding your personality. You can adapt your style when you become a little bit more aware of it and practice it, just like this. So your natural go-to is your preference. It is in you. You can't. It is your way of being, I'm afraid, my friend, but you can be aware of it and you can make adaptations. So remember, you're usually a blend of two. I've seen the odd person, a blend of three, but you always have a dominant character. And the way that the test is done, there are plenty of tests online you could do and then just adapt them to my characters if you like to make it easier. I do have one. It's an electronic one. It's really simple and it's not an in-depth one, but it gives you an awareness of you. So let's kick in to the personalities. Okay, so I'm going to do them in the order of D, then I, then S, then C. And let's go with the D. The D is the captain. Now, I want you all to picture a captain of a ship. What are they doing? They're in charge and they're running the show. That's a captain. Okay, these are the traits of a captain. They are great leaders. They are decisive, so they make quick decisions and they don't waver. There's no sort of, I'll think about it. They will make a decision. They're driven. They're highly motivated to achieve their goals. They're independent. They prefer to follow their own path and rely on their own resources or rely on resources they can bring to a table. They are assertive. They're confident in expressing their thoughts and opinions, and they're a problem solver. They see challenges as opportunities to overcome. You see a captain of a ship. They're decisive, aren't they? They have to make decisions about whether they're running, they're telling people what they need to do. They're driven. They know where they're going. They're motivated to achieve their goal. That because they are the captain of the ship, they're independent. They're assertive because they have to make sure everything's running smoothly, and they're a problem solver. They decide what happens. So you can see, if you picture a captain, I will put a downloadable, just a really simple one, in the bottom of the podcast here, so you can click a link and download with just a quick sheet. And as I say that, I'm like, Hillary, why are you doing this? You're just creating some work for yourself. But I will do that. And that means that you can download and have a reference and see, and then you'll be more likely to remember. So think of captains you know in your world. Now remember, people are a blend, so there might be a captain crossed with something else. Okay, the other thing to know is that we're either people-orientated or task-orientated. So captains are task-orientated. It doesn't mean they don't like people. It means they put process first in their head. So don't get me wrong and think they don't like people. They do. They just do things task-orientated versus very logical people versus coming from a place of heart. They come from a place of logic. Okay, so that is the captain. The next one is the I in the disc profile, of which I call the clown. Now think of a clown. What do? They love having fun. They love entertaining people. They love everybody watching them. They want to be the center of attention. Who are the clowns amongst us? Who do you know that's a clown? Let's unpack a clown's traits. They're sociable. They enjoy the company of others and they thrive in social situations. They're enthusiastic. They show excitement and passion about projects and ideas. Who do you know that does that? They're persuasive. They have a knack for convincing others. They're optimistic. They see the positive side of everything and they're inspiring. They motivate others through their energy and excitement. Who do you know? Picture a clown. It's a great way to remember. So remember, we've got a captain so far who wants to be in charge and make sure things happen. And then we have the clown who's that fun person. Who do you know or who is around you that is a clown? They're so easy to spot. So what I do is I have people in my world, and when I'm describing it, I think of these people. So when I'm thinking about a captain, I think of a person in my world, and it makes it so much easier for me to talk about that person because I know a few of them. They're very much the least trait. The clown, who do you know that's a clown? Has to have fun. They want to interrupt and talk about themselves all the time. I'll come back to these things, but let's go through the rest and we'll unpack them a little bit more as I go. The next one is the counselor. The counselor is the main trait. There, it's well over 30% of people are counselors. So that's kind of something to be aware of, because there's going to be more people around you that are a counselor than not. Oh, sorry, back to the clown. I didn't say it. They are people orientated. So remember I said the captain was task first, clown people. And you could see that, can't you? Right, we're up to the counselor. Now the counselor is also people orientated. Now, the counselor is patient. They can just wait calmly without getting agitated. Is that you? Are you that sort of person? They're reliable. They can be counted on to follow through on what they say they'll do. They're loyal. They show allegiance or loyalty. That is just their go-to demeanor. They're supportive. They offer help and support and encouragement. You know, the people helping out at soup kitchens and their people donating their time a lot. I'm not saying always, but I'm saying it's their natural go-to trait, and they're empathetic. They understand and share the feelings of others. So as I said, these people are people orientated. So you can see how they care about the people. They're very much about the people. And I'm picturing you, they often talk a little bit slower as well, whereas the captain and the clown often talk a little bit faster. That's usually my go-to rule of thumb on how I see who somebody is. I'll listen to their speed of speech. That's probably my number one go-to, or that's my first check that I do. So there you go. For you to quickly analyze someone, and remember, you're not going to be perfectly right, but you can start working through it and think, okay, it looks like you're more than likely that person. And the counselor, like I said, are more counselors everywhere than of all the other traits, and there are less captains, which is probably quite good because the captains want to lead the show and we can't all lead the show. Okay, let's look at the last trait that I want to go through is the D, and this is the conductor. These are the detail-orientated people. They pay attention to the minute and they avoid making careless mistakes. They're analytical. They break things down and look at them from all angles. They're very organized. They keep things in order and they keep things tidy. They run spreadsheets. Trust me, they run spreadsheets. I know a couple of conductors. And they are the spreadsheet type of people. They're systematic. They approach tasks in a structured, methodical way. And they're diplomatic. They manage sensitive issues with tact and care. Who do you know that's a conductor? And listen to the way I even slowed down my speech when I spoke about them, because they too are going to be speaking a little bit slower. The conductor and the counselor speak a bit slower. The captain and the clown speak a bit faster. Okay, these people, these lovely conductors, they are task orientated. So they are all about task first and then people second. So the captain and the conductor think task first. The clown and the counselor think people first. So when you think conductor, I'm talking about the conductor of an orchestra. And here I am, as I'm doing this, I'm waving my hand like I'm conducting an orchestra, but they're all about getting it right and keeping everything happening as it should. They're very much about getting things right. Okay, I'm going to talk through a few people now and their traits so you can fully understand what they're like. And I'll start with the conductor. So I have a few conductors in my world, and I have three strong ones that are around me in my world. One has it as a secondary trait, but it's quite a strong secondary trait. So when I say we all have that trait, we can have them in different depths. And on the handout, I'll just give you an example. If you can imagine, I'm going to say 1 to 10, you could be a level 6 conductor or a level 9 conductor. If you're a level 9, if your level was higher, you're going to be stronger in those traits. You're going to be more organized, more detail orientated. You're going to be stronger in that trait than if you were perhaps a level 2. Well, then there's not much at all. So me personally, when it comes to a conductor, I'm pretty much zero. That's when I've done the full test through DISC. I just rate, that's me. That's just how I am. And I'm just not about the details. That just doesn't stay with me. I'm very overview type person. So as I said, I have three in my world. One actually has gone through the test, so I know the results of their test. They're a clown as their main leader. It's actually, no, I would not say. The clown is their main leader and their secondary is their conductor. But as a conductor, it definitely shines through. So remember I said the clown, their number one driver, or I may not have said it yet, but their driver is to have fun. And the conductor's number one driver is to get it right. So for this person having the conductor quite high, it matters that she has fun, but it very much matters that everything is done properly. So you find that with a conductor, if you wanted to perhaps go and see them, you make an appointment. Even if they're a family member, you don't just rock up and visit. So some of you now are thinking, what? Why would you? That's ridiculous. You can't even go visit because that's not your trait. So when you're aware of that, you be a little bit more, I don't know, not sympathetic, but understanding of that person, and you contact them and say, is that okay? Conductors will run spreadsheets, like I said. They will definitely be very organized. I know a person who went on holiday and they had spreadsheeted the entire thing. They'd budget it all out. They had done the whole lot, and their partner just turned up and off he went, and they had a great holiday, but she'd done the lot. What it was going to cost, where they were staying, where they caught the bus, the whole thing was just mapped out. They were a young couple. That's why she caught the bus. But it was incredible to see the amount of detail that had gone into it. And that's just something that I could not do. And maybe it's something you could do. And remember, like I said, it's not right and it's not wrong. You're perfect just the way you are. So conductors are really great in jobs where detail matters. They are perfect for that. They make great accountants. It doesn't mean you can't do it if you're not an accountant. That, you know, if you're not a trait, it doesn't mean you can't be an accountant. But it means that those things, scientists, people like that, that the detail matters, are very good in those jobs. The conductor, also a way to pick them out is if you were going to meet with one and you'd organised to meet them at 10 o'clock at a particular cafe, they are already there at 5 to 10. They knew where they were going to park beforehand. They wouldn't turn up thinking, where am I going to get a park, and end up being 10 minutes late. They would definitely know where they were parking and they would be there waiting for you, because time to them is really very important. So that's the conductor. They are great to have around. They're just so organized, and you definitely want them in your team. The conductor I have around me on a regular basis, she makes my world a lot easier because of her natural go-to traits and her perfect blend. Okay, so let's now look at the counsellor, which, like I said, is the main, or more people are a counsellor than not. Now, remember, I've talked about they're patient, reliable, loyal, supportive, empathetic. Now, their main drive is to have peace. They just love the calm. And you think of a counsellor, if you've ever been to one or you've seen it on telly or something, you know, they sit and listen. That is very much the counsellor. Now, my partner's a counsellor, so when I think of counsellors, he is the person that I think of, because he's just so patient. He makes a great teacher. It doesn't mean the others don't, but I think it's his patience that sort of really displays his counsellor-ness. I know that's probably not a word, but hey, I got it out there anyway. And remember I said they're people-orientated. So the decisions come from what affects the people more than the way it should be done. And they definitely are great to have around because they're like the glue that keep everyone together. So if you're in an environment, maybe you belong to a club or your work environment or anywhere that where there is more than one person, they are the glue that hold everyone together. So people will stay there because the counsellors are listening and they're very supportive people. They are just the people that care. And crikey, don't we need more of those people? So who do you know in your world that's like that? That has that leading trait, that's their number one driver And remember, we're a blend, but you can probably look around now and think, oh, well, that's probably more than likely me. I'm a bit more like that. So they will speak a little bit slower, like I said, so they were not going to speak as fast. If we were going to look at the way they dress, this can change a little because of the blends, I think, but generally a little bit more casual in their dress style versus a conductor is generally can be a little bit more eclectic, I have found. Not always, but as in, you know, they might just wear a scarf that's a little bit, well, that's unusual, or wow, that's going out there. Whereas a counsellor almost dresses like a counsellor, I'm going to say school teacher, more of a casual look. Okay, let's unpack the clown, of which I have found that everyone has wanted to be a clown as their main one. But remember, it does not matter who you are. And like I said, they are people orientated. So they're sociable, enthusiastic, persuasive, optimistic, and inspiring. Now, why do we want these people around? Because they bring people in. These people can influence. They bring people in because they're fun. They are magnetic. Who do you know who's like that? They're funny. They're magnetic. You just want to spend time with them. And they're going to be talking a little bit faster. They can be a bit flashy too. If you're looking at how they dress, they might have like the latest widget and gadget. You know, they spend a bit of time in the mirror, the clowns generally. And remember I said, if you were going to meet a conductor, they would have turned up early, and because they would have known what time it took 7 minutes, 49 seconds for them to get to the parking area. Like they are that detailed. When it comes to a clown, they are the person when you organize to meet them are late. They're late. And it's not because they're being disrespectful. They just, I don't know, on their way and they got distracted. They can be a bit distracted or they took a little bit longer to get ready and they just don't prioritize time in their life. So they'll turn up late and you may have been waiting. But they are people oriented. They turn up late, but they're still like, oh my God, they just turn straight up with a funny story. They love to talk about themselves. I have a few clowns around me and it's interesting to watch because you start talking or they might come over or however it is, you start a conversation or there is a conversation and they just can't help but take it and turn it into being about them. So who do you know who does that? Turns a conversation into being about them. And it's not negative. It's just one that it becomes funny and they've always got a funny story to tell. So yeah, that is definitely the clown. They're so much fun to be around. But remember, of all of these traits, and I don't want to make that one sound like it is the best one, all of them have a negative trait and we are a blend and you're perfect just the way you are. So let's now unpack the captain. Remember I said decisive, driven, independent, assertive, and a problem solver, and they are task orientated. They kind of dress like newsreaders generally. That would be the look you would go after. It's a little bit more formal generally. And the clown, you know, a little bit flashy, and the counsel, a little bit casual, and the conductor, potentially a little bit eclectic, potentially. Okay, I'm giving myself a bit of a wide scope because the dressing one, I believe, is more affected by the blend than the others, than anything, actually. But the captain, these are the people just taking control and they're just doing stuff. You're like, how do you even manage to do that? Oh my God, you're doing that and you're doing that. Oh my goodness, do you ever stop? They are that person. Every time you see them, it's like they're doing something else and they're just such high achievers. And if you were going for a meeting with them, they would arrive just on time or perhaps a minute or two late because as they were walking out the door or on their way there, they had a meeting in the car. Or they just thought, I just need to get that done beforehand. So they were finishing off another task before they were going and they thought they just had enough time, but they didn't. And that's a classic captain. Remember, they're running a show, they're leading the ship, they're task orientated, they're going to speak faster, like the clown. And we all have higher, you have higher levels, remember? So you can be a heavy captain, have heavier traits, or a lighter captain and have lighter traits. I don't know if I like the words heavier and lighter there, maybe I'll work on those. But we need to remember that they're very powerful and their number one driver is that control. And they love bottom lines and results. They're very results orientated and they will say it how it is. You'll never feel like you're not quite sure how something is because they will just tell you how it is. They don't really hide the truth or soften things or they'll just tell you. So there you go. They are the four personalities. Who do you know in your life? Who has those traits? How many captains do you know? Decisive, driven, independent, assertive, and problem solving. Now, there are a lot more words than this. I've just tried to simplify it. Think of a captain of a ship running the show. Who do you know that is that person? They're a visionary. They're doing stuff. Who do you know that's a clown? Sociable, enthusiastic, persuasive, optimistic, and inspiring. Who is that person who just has to have fun? And that fun is just their driver. What about the counselor who's patient, reliable, loyal, supportive, and empathetic? They care about the people. They are the glue holding the world together. Who are they? Who do you know as that person? What about the conductor, the detail-oriented, analytical, organized, systematic, and diplomatic people? Who are they? Who do you know? Who are those people? I think if we go through to leaders, that makes it easier to remember. Crikey, I hope I can remember these. Or people that you may know. So if we look at a captain, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, both captains. If we look at clowns, it's Dolly Parton and Robin Williams, classic clown. If we look at counselors, it's Michael J. Fox and Nicole Kidman. Look at those two people. Are they not classic counselors? And if we look at conductors, it's somebody like Steve Jobs and maybe even somebody like Queen Elizabeth, people that were doing things precisely and doing them right. There you go. They are people that you can relate to that have those personality traits reasonably strongly. And you can see how we need all of these people in the world, and you're perfect just the way you are. And you have a blend of them. But when you understand each person, then you can use this information to improve relationships. So how would that be? Let's just talk about how each of these people like to communicate. A captain likes to communicate in bullet points. They just don't waste time because they're in a rush. They're doing stuff. They're on a mission for results. So because they're results orientated, because they're just always after results and achieving and doing, they just want the bullet points of a conversation. They don't like waffling on. The next one is the clown. They want to waffle on because they love talking. So they will talk about anything but what you want to talk about and get easily sidetracked. They love to chitty chat and they love to talk about themselves. What about the counselor? They remember speak a bit slower and they are the people that tend to cut a short story long. So, you know, those people that take ages to tell a story and you sort of think, okay, that's generally a counselor because they just, everything is slower pace. It's not fast. And that's just how they are. They just like to sort of elaborate on stuff and finish speaking. And then conductors, they have all of the detail. So they like to give you all of the information, the whole lot. Like the bullet points and all the detail that comes out underneath each of those bullet points. So they are how the four people like to naturally communicate. So let's give an example of perhaps you are a counselor and you're married to a conductor or you have a conductor as a partner. And actually, no, I'll go clown. It's a bit more of extreme. So you're a clown. You walk in the door when you get home from work and you just want to go, hey, oh my goodness, this is what happened today. And you start going on to this. That was so funny. And then I went there and as I was driving home and then this car cut me off. Oh my goodness. And I was so, then I saw such and such. And that is a clown walking in the door when they get home from work. They have got so much to say that they want to talk about their stuff. A conductor is a person who more than likely gets home and in their head before they left work that day, they decided they were going to get home, sit down, have a coffee or a cup of tea, or perhaps go for a run, get dinner organized. They planned out what they were going to do. And the clown came in, the partner, and starts wanting to have a chit chat because they want to stop and connect because they're people orientated. Remember, the conductor is process orientated, so they don't want to do that. Can you see how there is a disconnect there? The disconnect happens when one person naturally wants one thing and the other person naturally wants another thing. That's when there can be a problem. The same thing, let's look at a counselor and a captain. Say you're communicating with a counselor is communicating with a captain. So the counselor wants to just talk about the whole thing and get all the information out and they're speaking really calmly, but the captain only wants to hear the bullet points because they've got it. Yep, got it. Yep, yep. But they're generally sitting there rolling their eyes thinking, how much longer do I have to sit here? Is this hurry up because I've got other things I'm going to go do and I'm done. And so that can be a bit of a disconnect there. You have to be aware of how the other person likes to communicate. But you know what? What you really need to do, and especially in relationships with your partner or work colleagues, is know each other and have an awareness of when somebody's trait is really strong or something's going on, you think, oh, okay, I just need to let this person be heard. Especially if they're a counselor, they need to be heard. They can't be dismissed. So by understanding interactions like that, you will do things a little bit differently. Okay, so they are all the positive sides of our personalities. Remember, I said we're a blend and these are our preferences. These are our go-tos. None of these can't be changed, but it's so useful. Can you imagine in sales if you understood this stuff? And there's a lot more that goes into it. You know, there's how we like, what we like to focus on and what our main fears are and what are the key phrases we like to hear. You know, there's all of the stuff in the background happening for all of us, our preferences, our natural way of being. But I've just given away some great nuggets here for you to understand you and hopefully others a little bit better. And I'll put a downloadable beneath this, beneath the podcast, or a link to where you can go get it. And it's just a great reminder of how you can and will have better interactions. Okay, well, I hope you found that super useful. And I'll probably dive into the negative traits very soon. Before I sign off today, the usual thing, I would really love for you to share this podcast with somebody. It makes it easier for me to help more people. And that is my goal. And also, I would love for you to text a friend and tell them how brilliant they are. And yesterday, when I did bump into Leonie, who reminded me to make this podcast and just go do it, she said, and I've texted my friend today and told them that I appreciate them. And I thought, oh, how good is it? Because the goal here is to change women's lives one woman at a time. And there's enough negativity out there. So let's make our worlds positive. So to help with that positivity, I would love for you to text a friend, any friend, anywhere, a mother, a sister, a girlfriend, and just tell them that, hey, I think you're amazing. Keep doing what you do. That's all it has to be. Okay, that is me done. I will catch you soon. Have a fabulous week. Bye for now.